This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Did we both wear black hoodies again on purpose?
I don't know. I wear black hoodies like 3 times a week, so I don't even think it's a coincidence.
I guess
anymore.
The odds are high when I always wear one. So.
I have like 5 of these.
I was like, look at this. Twins.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so we haven't talked about Kanye much because we have agreed he's got some mental health issues, and why are we going there, you know?
Yeah.
But what do you do when someone keeps talking about you with mental health issues? Do you drop it or do you speak back? That's the real question.
I think you speak back and you continue to bring up the mental health issues because you continue to break the stigma about mental health by talking about it more.
So then how long? See, this is the problem. His ex, Amber Rose, has going off now about how he won't leave her alone. He's bullied her for 10 years. She's like, we've been broken up for so long. Uh-huh. I don't even talk about this guy. And she's got a point. He's married. He's got 4 kids.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even imagine referencing my ex when I was married and had 4 kids with somebody else if I'd moved that far along. But she was like, it's just classic stuff. I don't talk about him, but he keeps bringing me up in interviews or talks smack about me or says negative things. Yet he traveled. He took me all over the world. I was his girlfriend for years. Yeah. Like, but the guy's got a lot to say now about how I'm a slut and this and that. Jeez. After I was his girlfriend. So I thought that was an interesting point. I'm like, what do you do when the bully has mental health issues, but they're so far, you're not even like involved with them. You're not even talking to them.
No.
You have nothing to do with this person.
That's the hard thing about bullies, because they're so stuck in their own mind that they don't even realize what they're doing. Because to them, what they're doing is completely normal to them.
Right. Well, she said a lot of the stuff he says is not a surprise to her because she knows how out there he is. So there you go.
I almost watched the Kim Kardashian with David Letterman on Netflix.
My next guest needs no introduction.
I didn't have time to watch the whole thing. I didn't.
But so you watched some of it?
I didn't watch any of it. No,
she just turned 40. Kim Kardashian. They threw us a 40.
40?
They threw a surprise party.
Good for her. How long ago was that Ray J thing? Was that like 20 years ago?
Ew.
I was wondering when the Ray J sex date was.
I'm trying to think.
Can I Google that?
At least 10 years ago.
Kim
at least.
Kardashian.
Because I can remember. That's what made their show so big, was when the sex tape came out.
Kim K. Superstar came out in 2007.
Okay, that's about
right. That's when the movie came out. They published it and everything.
So? Sorry, 13 years, not 10.
Yes.
I didn't forget, though.
13 years. Never forget.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
I think I'm going to get other people on board with this.
Okay.
If they have the ability to give this up and put it off till next year. Because not everybody would have the luxury to do this. Namely, you would not be able to do this, Allie.
Okay, what is it?
It's 103.7 KISS FM, by the way. You can always call or text us. The number is 414-799-1037.
Yeah.
So I was reading a news article that people our age during the pandemic are coming down with something called Peter Pan syndrome.
Okay.
Where they don't want to grow up. Where they're putting off things because
that
they're
just
like,
this year.
They're like, this year has been such a wash for so many people. So many things have gotten pushed back, moved
canceled.
To 2021, canceled because of COVID.
Rescheduled.
Or they'll reschedule it this year like 2 or 3 times and it keeps getting canceled. So people are putting so many things off that they are now, they're calling themselves Peter Pans because they feel like they're missing out on their youth. Mm-hmm. So I've decided since my birthday is in December of this year, I'm going to put it off and forego my 38th birthday until next year as a sacrifice to the year 2020.
Okay.
And I think that's something I can do.
Something only you care about anyway. No offense.
100%. Well,
it's
something that
do you mean you're going to put it off? You're going to have a party next year? What does that even mean?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to have a party this year. I don't need to have parties, period.
I don't
because
either.
I'm not a birthday person. I don't love having huge birthday celebrations.
Yeah.
I don't. It doesn't mean a lot to me.
I had one for my 40th, and that was the only one I cared about.
Right. And
that's
40,
literally, I didn't care this year. I'm not going to care next year.
Sure. 40, I'll be 40 in 2.5 years. Well, excuse me, I'm putting off my 38th birthday this year, so I'll be 40 in 3 years. But when I turn 40, like, that's a big one, all right?
Yeah.
And it made sense celebrating birthdays earlier, but now I figured it's the pandemic year. It's time to just give it up altogether. I'm going to forego my birthday.
So are you going to be 38 next year? Still going to be 39 next year?
I'm going to be, Allie, 37 for the rest of my life.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do.
Good luck with that.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm never going to age. I'm going to be Peter Pan.
I can't even think about December right now. I'm just trying to get through October. October and November. I can't even believe you're thinking this far ahead.
Well, I because it's going to be here eventually, and I'm going to have to think about it then. So I don't have to worry
myself,
about it.
So I want everyone to know I'm moving my birthday to next year.
And you are welcome for that sacrifice. But I'm wondering.
So what did you help us out with?
Nothing at all.
Okay.
I just wanted to know what other people have had to put off this year that they're bummed out about, because so many people have had to push back things. Mm-hmm. Might have been a wedding. Maybe it was your own birthday party. Maybe somebody turned 40 this year in like March and they couldn't do anything because everything was shut the hell down.
They were supposed to have a party or a wedding.
Like, what did you really get hosed on and have to put off this year?
I feel like a lot of people didn't even cancel. They just moved forward with different things. Yeah. So like if you had a wedding, you didn't necessarily cancel it. You just had to change the situation, you know, and some people didn't give a damn at all. No. So, hey,
414-799-1037. What did you have to push back to next year because of the damn pandemic? Right? You got hosed this year. A lot of people got hosed.
Mm-hmm. April's in West Dallas and she's upset about something she had to put off this year.
What did you have to put off?
Well, I turned 50 this year and I was going to do a big tailgate at the Milwaukee Brewers game because it was the first time in years that they were actually playing on my birthday.
Oh, who were they supposed to play on your birthday?
I don't even remember anymore. No, I was too upset to remember.
It was a home game.
When was it? April 28th.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was right in the thick of when everything was shutting down. There was no sign.
There was no hope for you to go to that game. That sucks.
Nope.
So are you going to redo your birthday next year? Or what are you going to do? I mean, it's kind of like having Halloween on a Saturday. We're never going to get that back until
six, seven years down the road.
So it's funny. Yeah. What do you do when it gets ruined like that?
Yeah.
I'm just going to pretend that I'm turning 50 again next year.
See? There you go. That's totally fine, too.
I think that's fine.
Did you do anything, like, just with you and, like, close friends or, like, your people in your house at least for 50?
No, they actually, my kids, my son and his girlfriend actually put a video together, and they just asked a whole bunch of people that were close to make a little video and send it to them. And
wasn't that the heart of quarantine, Riggs?
Yeah.
April?
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not even like she could have had that. We weren't even having, like, parties then.
Yeah,
you know? You were still staying at home.
You probably wouldn't even have your neighbor over at that point.
No, I didn't. I remember in May my friends coming and having a socially distanced party. So what did that mean in April?
Yeah.
We didn't open up back up until May.
Man, well, that sucks. Well, that on behalf of us and the city of Milwaukee, happy birthday, really, genuinely.
Thank you very much.
You know, you deserve a really great year. It just might have to be next year, which sucks. It's Kiss FM. It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. It's the last time you ordered something drunk. When you order something after a night of drinking, when you don't want to make anything, you just want people to bring you food, right? Mm. After a long night of boozing, perhaps.
It's the best ordering food after you've been drinking.
Yeah. Unless you're this chick right here.
Okay.
She's not made a fool of herself, Allie.
Okay.
She got really hammered one night at home, she said.
Yeah.
She's drinking at home by herself.
That's not strange this year.
Nope.
I mean, let's be real.
Decided that she wanted to order some delivery, some McDelivery, if you will. So she dials it up on her phone. She likes to modify her burgers when she orders them. So she makes a couple modifications.
Yeah.
She said it like a hamburger, but she wants no bun. Okay.
Okay.
You wouldn't get the bun, right? You're
so
a keto.
Maybe she's keto.
Right.
Okay.
She goes on. No mustard, no onions, no pickles, no patty.
Wait. Did you just say she wants a burger, no burger?
Burger.
I'm confused.
No bun, no mustard, no onions, no pickles.
No patty.
No patty.
No.
It literally says that on her receipt.
Like no
the driver posted it and went, this chick is serious. So they showed up to her house.
What did it have?
With a package. All it had was two packets of ketchup in it. That's it. So they delivered her just a little,
a
clamshell package with just two packages of ketchup in it.
And then
that's
what?
That's it. She ordered it. That's what she ordered.
And
she can't
she
be mad.
Said anything? Like,
she
that
said,
was what
I'm an
she
idiot.
That's,
she goes, I'm an idiot. She did not mean to do that. She was so hungover. She was going about her business that she accidentally hit no patty.
Okay.
And somehow it rung through like that,
but
and they
she
processed
no
her
bun,
order.
But she wanted the hamburger.
She did. But
it went through, and nobody called her.
Nobody.
They were probably so uncomfortable. couple because they were like, is this real?
Is this a joke?
And we don't want to offend her if we call her and it's real, right. But this doesn't make any sense.
Maybe she just needed ketchup, but that doesn't make any sense.
Maybe she needs to go back to bed until she sobers up.
That's exactly what she needs to do. So be careful the next time you order after drinking.
Yeah.
Right? Just show up with some ketchup.
What the hell?
I have a cheeseburger, no cheese, no bun, no patty. Thank you. It's Kiss FM. Oh, and somebody texted right after we were done talking about that. She paid full price for that burger.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
I don't know if I should laugh or be horrified by how easy it is to change a picture, man. This is proof. Blake Lively and her husband, Ryan Reynolds, did something really funny. They went and they voted. That wasn't the funny part. But then they posted a picture afterwards or before, whatever, and they of them standing there, and she's on her tippy toes. But she has heels on, we thought, until Ryan Reynolds then posted the same picture and she had different shoes on. And people started looking and realized that Blake Lively had literally drawn her shoes on, her Louis Vuitton shoes.
And she just tagged, drew them on?
And even tagged Christian Louis Vuitton in them and was like, hey, and said fashion, you know, hey, I'm like, they were drawn on, but you would never know that her heels were drawn onto
like
her
with
body.
With a pencil,
with a
like drawn
pencil,
on?
With a pencil, like you're on Instagram or Snapchat and you're drawing.
Oh,
you're,
like the...
She drew on the shoes and their sandal, their strappy sandal shoes. Quite frankly, she almost needs an award for being a good artist because
oh
I can't believe how she drew these on. So then Ryan Reynolds thought it was funny because people started going, wait, you drew your shoes on? And she's like, well, I want it to look good. So she drew her shoes on. Ryan Reynolds then draws like big booties on her feet and posts that. So then the internet just lost it because everyone was like, okay, now you guys are just being funny. But the fact that she drew these sandals on is wild. Just to show
the original
how easy.
Picture's funny too, yeah.
Because she's on her tippy toes and the second one she's drawn on shoes. So it's the wildest thing. So it's funny. They weren't photoshopping for a bad thing.
Louis Vuitton world, are you hiring barefoot iPhone doodler with vast experience available?
I mean, I couldn't draw shoes on myself or anyone that well.
Wow.
It was
actually really good.
It looks real.
It does.
But she drew on the fake expensive shoes,
hey,
which
man.
Is wild.
I can draw expensive shoes on you, too. I just have a little pencil and draw right on the screen. Easy.
That's
super
what
easy.
The thing. You could do a lot of things.
Yeah.
You could get rid of bad things I don't like. You could add things to a picture. That's
absolutely.
The problem with Photoshop.
I'm a Photoshop whiz, girl. You need help? I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Take them all and fix them.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure. Remind me to come to your house and take all the leftovers.
Have at it, man.
I can't believe you don't like this,
I
man.
I can't believe you like it.
I love it. But there's tons of people that love this. It may be even be one of the greatest candies of all time.
There's two
of
that I hate
time.
That I think are in the same realm.
Candy corn doesn't count. It's not candy
it's
corn.
It's not candy corn.
No.
I hate that. That's a duh.
Yo, you can always chime in at 414-799-1037, or you can text that number too. Either one. This is a commercial-free hour.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead. Confess, because I don't even want to say.
I'm not
even
going to say. What, that I hate freaking Milky Ways?
You said it.
Milky Ways, I cannot stand. And that's that and Three Musketeers are the two that I cannot stand. If they're in, let's say I was eating sugar, I would have given them away. If that was the only candy I had left, I would have given them away.
Is it the nougat? Is it the nougat that you don't like?
I don't know what it is. I don't like Milky Way or Three Musketeers. Three Musketeers I might hate more than Milky Ways.
Because if you don't like that nougat, you wouldn't like Three Musketeers. And the nougat is a key ingredient in the Milky Way.
Doesn't Snickers have nougat?
A little bit.
I love Snickers.
Snickers is a very thin layer of nougat.
So what?
They don't focus as much on the nougat as the Milky Way and the Three Musketeers do. I don't even know what nougat is.
Let me Google, what is nougat?
What is nougat? N-O-U-G. What is nougat? 414-799-1037. According to this study.
It's a family of confections made with sugar or honey, roasted nuts, whipped egg whites, and sometimes chopped candied fruit.
That's a big concoction, nougat. nougat. I love it. I think it's delicious.
I can't believe you looked at me like I was crazy when I said I didn't like Milky Way or Three Musketeers, but Milky Way blew your mind.
We always have a steady supply of Three Musketeers in our cabinet. A, because they're delicious. B, because my wife is a type 1 diabetic, and it's perfect medicine when she's got a little low blood sugar action. I'm like, here, have a Three Musketeers. I'll have one too.
Oh, I'm getting texts. I totally agree with Allie. Somebody else said, agree with
lunatics.
Allie. WTF is the point of those anyway. Somebody else said, Milky Way, get in my belly.
Yes.
And then somebody else said, milk duds. They don't like milk duds.
They
I don't like milk duds. I like milk duds.
All right. So it's, maybe is this the candy that you hate that everybody else loves? The one that you can't stand?
Somebody texted that they hate pumpkin Reese's? Go away. What is wrong with you?
They make pumpkin Reese's? And why haven't I put those inside of me before?
Pumpkin and it's got Reese's inside.
Oh.
Come on.
I thought you meant like Reese's pieces, like the little candies that were pumpkin flavored.
I don't even know how they
would
do that.
You mean the actual Reese's peanut butter cups that are shaped like pumpkins.
A pumpkin with Reese's.
I got you there, yes.
And somebody else said, I agree with Allie. I hate Milky Way and Three Musketeers.
I thought way more people liked Milky Way. Maybe I'm on an island.
I feel like it's not one of... You said it was one of the top five candy bars, though, when we were talking about this off the air. And I go, Milky Way? Ooh. And then I go, I hate Three Musketeers, too, man.
That list I was reading you, Allie, were the unhealthiest candy bars.
Oh, not the most popular.
No, those were the unhealthiest.
Those were supposed to be the most popular, and I was blown away that Milky Way made the cut.
Those were the unhealthiest. And it must be the nougat, because what the hell is in the nougat that's killing people?
I don't know, but everyone's saying, here, I'm with Allie, and I'm from Williams Bay. Somebody else said,
like Geneva put up,
you crazy girl.
See?
They must like it. But
all right.
More people are saying that they don't like it. Milky, nay.
Milky, nay. 414-799-1037. Maybe you're on an island with a candy that you love, and everybody else hates it. Maybe you are that one person that genuinely loves candy corn.
Somebody said dark chocolate Milky Ways are fire.
Those are pretty
dope. I don't even like the regular ones. You're not going to get me to try the dark chocolate one.
Whoever texted that, you were so right. The dark chocolate makes them way better, especially the little mini bites, the little tiny squares.
Everyone keeps texting Riggs that Three Musketeers only if they're frozen. They're so good frozen.
They are good frozen. Any candy bar is better frozen.
I'd like to second the text that says Whoppers, they're nasty. I'm with you. Like the candy.
I could take those or leave those.
Not the burger. The burger's fantastic. The candy Whoppers are disgusting. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
It's like chocolate with foam in the middle. Like a weird foam. 414-799-1037. You can text and we'll read your text. You can also call us. According to this website, America's Favorite Halloween candy in Wisconsin. Starburst, Butterfinger, and Hot Tamales.
Oh, okay. I love Butterfinger.
In Wisconscon.
Okay.
I can
Do you
I
eat all three of those?
I could get down with a Butterfinger.
Ooh,
I wouldn't choose it first, but I like Butterfingers.
Oh, I would. I would pick a Butterfinger or a Baby Ruth.
Oh, Baby Ruth's?
Yes.
That's a payday covered in chocolate, which is great, too.
Love Baby Ruth's.
414-799-1037. We're, less than a week out from Halloween, or a week and a half out from Halloween? I don't even know.
I second this one as well. Somebody texted in, Whoppers are awful, along with Mounds and Almond Joy. Yes.
Mounds.
We are the same person.
414-799-1037. We'll talk about your candy next. Hold up. I have a question for you, Allie.
Yeah.
We're just talking about Halloween candy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the one that you love so much, the one that you can't stand so much, or you hate it and everybody else loves it. You haven't been on candy for so long now.
I've been sugar-free for over 2 years.
Yeah. What would be, if you could go back and have like your one little cheat guy? One pick. Because you would probably do one. One isn't going to hurt you, but I know it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, I don't mess with it because it's like having one drink when you're an alcoholic. It's like you just don't go there.
Right?
So I just don't go there with sugar because I know that it will make me crave more.
But if you were to go to just one,
I can fantasize.
What would it be?
What would it be? Really hard to pick between my two faves, which is Snickers and Baby Ruth. I love both of those candy bars so much.
Is it the peanuts?
I don't know. I don't mind. I like peanuts and chocolate. I'll take that. But I tell you what I don't want. Three Musketeers and Milky Way.
And I'll take all of them.
Yeah, you can have them all. Somebody texted in they hate any candy with coconut. They said it's an awful invention.
I'm one of the few people that actually like Almond Joy.
Mm-hmm.
And Mounds.
I think they're nasty. You got to call at 414-799-1037. I can't stand Almond Joys.
I love them.
Mounds. Like, I hate those.
There's something about coconut and chocolate together that just jives with me so good.
And
I love it.
I would have said that, Riggs, about most candy with coconut, but then I think about the Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, yes, the Samoas.
And I love those, and those have coconut, so that just destroys any theory I had on hating coconut.
Mm-hmm. Those also have caramel, and they're kind of a cookie, too, which adds to it, which makes it delicious. So
Girl Scouts, hey.
What's up, Girl Scouts? They came to my door selling popcorn the other day. I was like,
Which blew my mind. I said, they sell popcorn now? Who knew?
You're an imposter, Girl Scout. Get out of here.
Stop it.
I gave her 10 bucks and she went on about her day.
Somebody texted in and said Butterfinger changed their recipe and now they're gross. I don't know anything about that.
I have no clue about that either. You can also text 414-799-1037. I love candy pumpkins. I've eaten a whole bag of them. Are you talking about the ones, the candy pumpkins that look, they're little pumpkins, but they're actually candy corn material? Because that's just like a pumpkin-shaped candy corn is all it is.
Dude,
it's disgusting.
Any kind of candy corn,
like
especially
wax.
The pumpkins, are nasty.
It's just nasty. Pumpkin-shaped candy corn is all it is. It's gross. Ugh. Good morning.
Tracy's
on the phone.
Tracy, what city are you calling from today?
West Bend.
Hey, girl.
Oh. All right, Tracy. Halloween candy, what are you talking about? The one that you love or the one that you hate?
The one that I hate.
Is what?
God-awful peanut butter ones that are like in either a black wrapper or a red wrapper.
Yeah. Those have a weird name, but I think they made a batch of those in like the 1930s, and they're still going off that one batch from the 1930s, and that's why they're so bad.
Sorry, what did she say she hated? I was answering the phone.
Those little peanut butter candies that are just in the orange or the black wrappers, and they're just little peanut butter. Yeah, they're
sorry,
gross.
I missed that. That's disgusting.
You would find those in your grandma's candy dish.
Yeah, no.
With dust on them. They're disgusting. They're disgusting.
They're so gross.
So with you on that.
It's like the candy you're not supposed to give out anymore.
Right. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Gosh. Christina's in Cudahy.
What up, Cudahy?
Hey, girl.
Hello.
The candy.
I just have to agree that I love Almond Joy.
Oh,
But I'm allergic to peanuts. So.
Okay. So you go with Mounds because Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't,
well,
right?
Well, I can have almonds itself. I just can't have peanuts. So I do go with Almond Joy and Mounds.
Okay. So you'll take one for the team and go against your allergies for that one peanut and that one Almond Joy.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm glad somebody else likes the coconut and chocolate combo.
Well, that makes one of you.
The two of us.
We're now two strong.
Thanks for calling.
Somebody texted in.
I love you guys.
We love you back.
Thanks, Christina.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Christina.
What a sweet girl. Have a great day.
Woo! Yeah,
hey,
we love you.
Thanks, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Somebody texted in and said, sorry, Allie, Snickers has nougat in it. I didn't say I don't like nougat. Riggs said that.
He said
he thinks I don't like it. I said I have no problem. I don't know what it is I don't
and
like.
And I said that Snickers has a very tiny sliver of nougat, not a full-on slab of nougat like the Three Musketeers. Who's on three?
Amber is in Racine at 414-799-1037.
Good morning, Amber. What's up? Halloween candy you either love or hate. Go ahead.
Good morning. So I think Payday are pretty much crap. I don't know.
Oh, hell no, she didn't.
Payday.
Did you just say that about Payday?
Yeah,
hold
Payday
on.
Is a naked Baby Ruth, essentially. It's just a Baby Ruth without the chocolate on it. You don't like it at all because there's... Why?
It feels like an old man candy. I don't know.
It's like a salted nut roll to me.
I love Paydays. I think you're both on crack.
Well,
I'd rather
do crack than eat a Payday. How about that? I
buy one of those long nut rolls back when I ate sugar. What are they called? The nut rolls? Remember
salted
those
nut rolls, yes.
Oh, I love those things, Riggs. Those
really?
Are so good. We used to have them in the studio and I would eat them back in the day.
There was something in the middle of those.
Oh,
I think that
so
was nougat.
Good.
I think
like
it might
crack.
Have been nougat.
It All was right. like crack.
So you're anti-Paydays then is what you're saying.
Oh, and I want to let you guys know the imposter Girl Scouts that are selling popcorn. Those are actually Boy Scouts. They let girls into Boy Scouts now.
Oh, okay.
So it was a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
Boy Scout troop, but a girl.
It wasn't a Girl Scout.
It was a girl in Boy Scouts.
Correct.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Well, she got my money either way. She was cute. I was like, she was going door to door in the rain, which I admire her passion. And that's what you should be doing with your kids, making them do the work for you.
Oh, man.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening this morning.
Ryan's in, well, he calls it Calabamia.
Calabama.
I can never say it right how he says it. Caledonia.
What's up, Ryan?
Calabama.
See?
So I'm on board with the Almond Joys, the Paydays, Baby Ruths, all that stuff.
You're nuts.
He doesn't discriminate.
Doesn't. What's that?
Heath bars. They're disgusting.
Oh, yeah. I'll stand with you on
what
Heath.
Bars?
Heath.
Oh, Heath.
I'm with you. Like the toffee and like I'm actually with him on this.
By the way, Heath is a terrible name for a man, by the way.
Oh,
I've never met a cool Heath. I've never met a nice Heath.
I grew up with a Heath who was really quiet, so I have no bad vision of a Heath.
Heathcliff.
He was just a quiet, dorky kid who never said much, so I have no bad ill will towards people named Heath. The candy bar can suck it, though.
Yes, absolutely. Ryan, thanks so much for listening this morning, man. We appreciate listening.
Take it easy, guys. Have a good day.
Enjoy your day in Calabama. Thanks.
Somebody texted in. We have so many texts. Absolutely hate dots. My husband loves them.
You know who else hates dots? Dentists hate dots. Orthodontists hate dots.
Ugh.
Take out your dental work is what that stuff does.
Somebody said, how did we forget about Twix? Riggs hasn't even brought them up, and you're like the Twix guy.
If I had to pick my two favorite candies of all time, it would be Twix and Kit Kat, both of them.
It wouldn't be Twix and Twix cookies and cream. It would be Twix and another. It wouldn't be another flavor.
Twix and a Kit Kat. No, I'm sure Twix and cookies and cream Twix. But which one would I eat, the left or the right Twix?
I don't think it matters, but hey, if you're one of those people who thinks that I'll eat either one.
They taste different. The left one tastes disgusting. The right side tastes better. I like
Props to whoever texted in, I hate Peeps. You ain't the only one.
Oh, Peeps. Send them to my mom. My mom will eat your Peeps.
And who texted this in? They said, as gay as I am, I have to go with Skittles. Stop it. Stop it with your jokes on a Friday.
You can still call or text us. It's 414-799-1037. It's Kiss FM. Commercial free hours. We do them all day, every day.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so this isn't even funny, actually. This is sad. We joked about how couples fight over charging cords, which I actually do believe is a real thing in 2020, that couples would have these arguments.
Yeah.
But remember we were talking about the oldest kid from Home Improvement, Zachary Ty Bryan, and how he had been arrested and charged with some felonies for beating up his girlfriend and assaulting her.
Strangled her or something.
Strangled her, and we're finding out more details about it now, because when the cops came, well, she said that she called the cops, he ripped the phone out, he wouldn't let her have, you know, use the phone. They called back, but he was standing right next to her, of course, trying to intimidate her when they called back. But they came and said it was obvious she had been assaulted, she had bruises, she had blood, and he was not making any sense about what had happened. So anyway, it all started over a missing phone charging cable. That's what they're saying. Domestic violence is no joke. It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so I'm not even going to joke about this. We're just going to talk about it because people don't talk about it enough, I will say.
No.
A lot of stuff goes on in homes and people don't talk about it.
And when it does, people are ashamed to talk about it because they feel like...
Yeah. And some don't even realize they're in an abusive situation. Yeah, they've normalized it. So anyway, he was charged with strangulation and coercion, both felonies, six misdemeanors. This is the oldest son from Home Improvement, Zachary Ty Bryan, and he's going to be in a lot of trouble. This all happened in Oregon, where they live, Eugene, Oregon.
And
she said that he woke her up, pulled her out of bed, dragged her out of bed, and started, you know, assaulting her, beating her up, and screaming at her about the missing cell phone chargers.
I have to wonder if alcohol is involved. Did they say anything?
I don't know.
Not that it makes an excuse. I'm just always curious.
I don't think there's anything rational about anyone abusing their partner.
But alcohol certainly doesn't help either.
No, not at all. So. But that's when she said she broke free after he did a lot of other things, you know, physically abusive towards her. He's been doing it for a while. So, he's going to be in prison, and he's saying, I was just trying to break up with her. I mean, his story isn't even worthy of saying out loud, quite frankly. So there you go.
There's the Sojourner Family Peace Center, which is a great, great organization
The
Women's Center.
In Waukesha.
Great one.
I just did a great interview with the executive director about Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Yeah.
And you can hear that on Sunday mornings on Kiss FM. So
yeah,
I'm with you.
Thank you for talking about it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Don't give up.
I think it's just too late at this point. It's too late.
Don't.
There's no reason.
Don't.
It's time to give up.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. I don't like this desperation you have right here.
It's not even desperation. I've given up. I mean, 2020 has really put you in a place to give up.
You're in a state of despair. It's sad.
I am.
Yes.
I'm depressed. What do you want?
I know.
This sucks.
Thank you.
No, but seriously.
State of the obvious,
I'm joking, but I'm not when I say I'm sad. I really am this year. This year sucks. But trying to be on the bright side, you find little things like Halloween or birthdays or what do you you got, because there's not much to look forward to at this moment. A lot of things are canceled. Events aren't happening. You know what I mean?
Can I be honest? That's part of why I got a new iPhone, so I had something to look forward to.
Okay, fine. I was making fun of you for getting another iPhone, but I'll take that at this point. If you're telling me you needed something,
I need something to look forward to. And I've been looking at it. I'm like, oh, cool. It comes
something
today. Please.
To get excited something about. Yeah. I mean, even my therapist was like, I was a little worried last time you were here, Allie. I go, well, I'm losing it. That's what I said to her.
I'm losing it, Doc.
She goes, I was worried. I go, you should be.
Good.
I was like, this is not normal times. Everybody's losing it. But I have given up because for weeks I've been saying that I'm going to get pumpkins and we're going to put them out any day, man. I'm like, I want to support the pumpkin farms and the pumpkin people. It's a great activity right now. You can do it outside, but I don't think I have it in me. And I feel like if I go buy pumpkins this weekend, all it's going to do is annoy me. You know why? Because one, carving pumpkins with kids is a mess and it's a nightmare.
Absolutely.
And two, what do I throw them out in a week? So now it's got to the point where I go, I give up. What's the point of even buying the damn pumpkins at this point? It's stupid, right?
Yes. And no.
Or to make my neighbors happy. What do I do?
Well, if you get it now, you can also hang on to it a little bit through and make it like a Thanksgiving type thing. So it can be a fall decoration.
That was my other question. I love it that you're the dude and you're like, I'm asking you for the decorating advice. Yeah. Because for real, like people use pumpkins through Thanksgiving.
Of course, yeah.
So should I get some and just leave them out till Thanksgiving? Or is that weird?
I don't think that's weird at all.
Okay.
Because I think as long as you don't carve them. Once you carve them, they're officially Halloween pumpkins. You got to ditch them. But if you don't carve them, they're just fall decorations.
Then they're just there. Because
that's why I bought one lone pumpkin that sits on our porch by himself. His name is, I think we named him Paul.
Do you name your pumpkins?
Yeah,
that's
hysterical. We don't have kids. We're weird. We name things.
Yeah, okay. Blame that on why you name your pumpkins.
Yes.
That you don't have kids, okay?
I'm also married to an only child.
It's her imaginary friend or what?
414-799-1037. Are you really not going to get pumpkins at all? You're just going to give up on it?
I was really planning on it, but at this point, I don't see why.
Are you giving up on the notion of going to a pumpkin patch and having that experience now?
Oh, yeah, that's gone.
Yeah,
because this weekend, my kids are with their dad, and then they come home on Sunday, and it's Owen's birthday, and that's going to be the focus, is his 9th birthday. So he's already pumped about that. They're not even going to care about some of this stuff. You know what I mean?
You might get really cheap pumpkins because they're going to try to get rid of them.
True.
In the next week.
True.
But then you'll have too many pumpkins, and that's just as annoying.
Maybe when I go to like Pick and Save or wherever, I'll just grab some. But then you helped me by saying I don't need to carve them because then they won't be harvesty. They won't be Thanksgiving-y. Because if we carve them, so that gives me the excuse not to carve them. Mm-hmm. Which is a mess with kids.
But you're still festive and you put on the nice face for the neighborhood.
Well, I put out the Halloween decorations at the beginning of October inside of our house and they're everywhere. But I feel like they've just been sitting there and no one's cared. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, now I'm going to have to take these down and put up Christmas stuff. Like, it's just like you're rotating through these seasons, but I'm like a robot. Nothing's happening. Nobody's coming over and seeing them. I just have decorations out for no one. Like, it feels so weird this year.
But like you said, it's something to look forward to, so you can look forward to getting them, putting them out, then look forward to them rotting on your porch, look forward to throwing them away.
Did I say I was looking forward to getting them? I was lying when I said that.
Something to look forward to.
I was saying it was an activity. That's all I was getting at. It was something to do.
So how do you feel about this? 414-799-1037. Should Allie just forego the pumpkins altogether?
Are you going to throw out your pumpkins after Halloween? You going to keep them?
As soon as it starts looking raggedy, I'm going to toss it. Until then, no.
Yeah,
but Paul's going to sit on the porch until he rots, and then we'll get rid of him. That's it.
We just let him sit there.
We just let him sit there until he dies.
I'm telling you, I've given up. I'm ready for a new day.
We'll see what people have to say. 414-799-1037. We can talk to you and take your read your text next. Hold on.
Everybody's saying I should just paint the pumpkins, Riggs.
Right? Well, you were thinking of just not getting them all together because you haven't gotten them up to this moment.
Yeah, and it's what's the point anymore?
Well, the point is you're going to be festive, Allie.
I'm festive inside my house, though. Well, I mean,
why wouldn't you want to be and conform to your neighborhood? Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Thank you to whoever texted in on a Friday to make me feel a little bit better. They said, if you got them, I would think your pumpkins are fantastic, Allie.
Uh-huh.
Like your jokes.
414-799-1037. You can call or you can text. I had an idea.
Good, because I saw one on our text line, 2 to 4. You can text or call 414-799-1037. What's your idea before I read this one?
I was going to think, if you get a pumpkin, you could on one side with a permanent marker draw a little jack-o'-lantern face for Halloween, and then turn it around towards your house afterwards for Thanksgiving and paint the other side.
That's what I was just going to read. Did you read that text?
No, is that what they said?
Somebody said paint a scary face on one side of the pumpkin, then turn that sucker around and wait for Thanksgiving.
Yes! That's perfect.
That's true.
I was just thinking while we were playing Doja Cat there. I was like,
somebody else said, I haven't even put up my Halloween decorations yet. Yeah. I keep putting it off every week. I asked my kids if we should this weekend, and they said yes.
Yes, they should put them up?
They said, their kids said yes.
You know why the kids say that? Because the kids don't have to put them up, and the kids don't have to take them down.
Exactly.
They just get to look at them and go, cool, thanks, Mom.
I don't want to carve. It's a pain in the ass.
It is.
It's a mess. I have to clean everything up. The pumpkins don't even look good anyway unless I'm psychotically following them while they're carving them, and I'm not going to because I'm going to be trying to carve my own, which is going to be a mess.
Do you remember the year when we...
I need to go back to the painting pumpkins phase, yeah.
Do you remember a couple of Halloweens ago on the show when we did our own pumpkins and you had world's okayest mom written on your pumpkin and you like you half-assed it and didn't
so
finish
dedicated.
It
was half done and it said world's okayest mom, which is so relevant.
So you, it's perfect.
To be with the world's okayest mom with a half-carved pumpkin.
Like the other half of it was carved in, half of it was just written down. Which,
take me as I am. I'm very flawed.
You're
screw
fine.
You all.
You're fine the way you are. Yeah. Maybe just draw on it. That way you avoid the mess altogether. But like myself and that person said, just flip that sucker around.
We painted a couple years ago, but I had forgotten about painting the pumpkins, but that actually works. And then it's been so rainy. Well,
that is a mess too, painting.
Yeah, but it's better
it has
than
been rainy
the carving
too.
At least. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to get any pumpkins. I think I may do the drive-by at like Pick and Save or wherever if they have them. I may swing into an orchard, but I think this year
don't put the pressure on yourself though.
That's
unnecessary stress.
It turns into this cycle of beating myself up because I think I need pumpkins and it's like, does it matter for anything?
At the end of the day, it doesn't.
Is it going to make me feel better when I pull up to my house? Probably not.
Might.
To see two pumpkins, you know? I don't think so.
Or it's going to frustrate the hell out of you. You'd be like, damn it.
Now I'm going to go throw those things away.
Now I'm going to throw those away.
My kid's going to chuck it into the driveway and break it. Let's
the squirrels come onto your porch and the squirrels are eating them now?
Now I've talked myself out of it.
There you
Screw
go.
Screw it. I'm over it. Just, no more pumpkins.
There you go. It's Kiss FM. It's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. Allie, I know you're a big fan of C-capping before you go on a date with somebody.
FBI Alley.
Uh-huh.
You can't pull anything's past me.
No. I found this interesting story about somebody that probably should have C-capped this guy before she went on a date with him.
Okay.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM, by the way. We do commercial-free hours all day, every day. Mm-hmm. So... you get kind of bored and lonely, you know, during the pandemic times.
Yeah.
You're looking for some tail. So
looking for some tail.
Looking for some tail.
It's an understatement, but
plus,
okay.
These people live in Oklahoma, so it's probably boring as all get out there. So they go on a date. This woman meets a guy on Tinder, right? They match.
Yeah.
They start talking. They get along well. They go on a date.
Okay.
Cool. Everything's going all right.
Yeah.
But as they're leaving the date, he starts to get pulled over.
Okay.
Because he's speeding.
Okay.
So instead of slowing down and pulling over for the cops, he speeds up, starts driving. Faster.
This is why you would never let a guy pick you up for a first date. Ever in 2020, people.
So he's now in a high-speed chase with police cars. There's now two or three police cars chasing them at this point.
No way.
He blew through some stop signs. Finally, he decides to pull over. She's like, what the hell is going on? Turns out he's got an outstanding warrant for 5 traffic and drug cases. Five of them.
She could have found by looking on the internet.
Yes.
No
and now
way.
He's also facing more charges, including eluding police and obstructing an officer.
Okay.
All of this.
And sometimes when I hear stories like this, I'm like, some women just want to look the other way.
Uh-huh.
And I've had this discussion with women who will message me and go, something's wrong with this guy I met. I can't figure out what it is. He's being very coy. And I'm always like, well, if he's being coy, something's wrong next. There's so many dudes on the internet that you can talk to.
Yeah.
But they will continue out of pure hope.
Yeah.
to talk to these people that maybe you could have looked up and seen he had all these warrants and he was a
different.
Mess.
This guy might be different. No.
No, he's not. It's all the signs were there.
Could you imagine leaving a date thinking everything's fine? He gets pulled over. But, he starts speeding up. You're like, what the hell is going on with this guy?
But that's why I said she was dumb to begin with, because you don't have someone pick you up for your first date. That's not a thing anymore. You literally meet someone.
Drive
it's
separate.
A safe way to do it.
For at least the first couple
and
dates.
You tell someone where you're going.
Yeah.
You don't randomly go meet someone you've never met
so
and
the cops,
not tell anyone.
The cops let her go because she had no idea. But they're probably
laughing at her, though,
yes,
for
absolutely.
Going on a date with this guy.
Do you think there will be a second date? Probably no.
No, and stop ignoring the red flags, ladies.
Yes, use the CCAP app or the CCAP on the internet. You can look up these people's backgrounds before you get to this point.
Take you 5 minutes.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are a pretty funny couple, and they're open about how funny they are. They joke about a lot of stuff. Well, they posted on their social media that they had gone and voted, and it was a picture of them standing next to each other.
Okay.
You know, totally normal, holding their ballots before they mailed them off.
Uh-huh.
But she was standing on her tippy toes with no shoes.
Okay.
However, when the picture came out, she had on strappy sandals. And so the internet was like, wait a second. Basically, Blake Lively drew on her shoes and then tagged them as Louis Vuitton. So she drew fake sandals on her feet that look real.
They do, by the way.
And then tagged Louis Vuitton, like, look, and everyone was dying. Like, she just painted or literally drew the shoes on, and it looks so real. I could never draw anything like that on a picture where it looked like I was wearing real shoes. It's unbelievable.
Yep, it looks fantastic. And didn't Ryan Reynolds start painting drawing his shoes on, too?
Yeah, well, then he drew, like, booties on her.
Oh, that's right.
He reposted it, and he drew a different shoe. He drew big brown booties.
Hey, man, you can do wonders with Photoshop these days. There's so many photo editing apps. You could make it look like real shoes if you wanted to.
This is exactly what I'm saying about when you get on the internet and you start comparing yourself.
Yeah.
I don't think people know how much is filtered in Photoshop these days. I would stop with that. I just want to be fair to people to stop comparing, because even though that was a joke, that's a perfect example of how a picture could come out where a lot of people wouldn't even have questioned those shoes being drawn on and not real $1,000 shoes like she was claiming.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, a lot of pictures can be Photoshopped as well. Like, there was the picture of, Ice Cube and somebody else wearing Trump hats, but they weren't wearing Trump hats. It was from an old picture.
Somebody
a while ago.
Somebody photoshopped
Trump hats on them.
That's the problem with the internet, is you can do that and you don't know
what's
what
anymore.
Yeah,
they go back and find the original. No, it's 50 Cent and Ice Cube. Excuse me. 50 Cent and Ice Cube sitting together at a basketball game with two hats on. But somebody photoshopped them, so they had to, like, go back and do all this searching and find
it. And made it look like it was MAGA hats, and it wasn't.
No, it wasn't MAGA hats. It was just, like, they said Trump hats on it, so it was interesting.
Oh, they did have Trump hats on.
Yeah,
they didn't.
No, they didn't have Trump hats on.
Oh, they didn't. Okay.
It was an original picture. They photoshopped the picture and put Trump hats on them, but they were not the red MAGA hats, so.
Right.
But just goes to show you, people can take pictures and twist them to do whatever they want with them these days.
Kind of scary, quite frankly.
Yeah, it is.
I mean.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So today,
October 23rd is National Crocs Day.
National Crocs Day.
Crocs.
I
know what you're saying. Crocs are ugly.
Man, I would not be caught dead in a pair of Crocs, man. I can't.
Okay.
Even though.
The Crocs thing is so funny,
man.
Because you're either one way or the other.
Oh, I know.
And Justin Bieber just came out with a Crocs line to try to
make them
cool again.
Sold them out.
And I will see people post how much they hate Crocs, and then I see people post that they like them, and I don't know what to think anymore. I dated a guy who wouldn't wear anything but Crocs.
And he was like,
I won't wear these, and all the women in my life tell me I shouldn't wear these. I'm like, they're right.
Some people swear by them, man. And they're dudes, too. I put this on my Facebook page. Finish the sentence, I wouldn't be caught dead blank. And I put, wearing Crocs. And Josh comments on there, dude, I love my Crocs. I just wear them around the house. Comfy as bleep.
My mom has like, a pair like that she wears with like fur inside of them.
No.
Or fake fur, whatever.
I've tried them on before. I don't like them. They're very uncomfortable to me. Mm. I would not be caught dead in a pair of Crocs ever.
Is it the lazy man shoe?
That too, yeah.
It kind of feels that way.
Yeah.
Like when you don't feel like putting on tennis shoes or anything else, you just slide into the Crocs.
I do respect the fact that they don't have ties because I hate tying shoes. Yeah. But
that's,
you know,
a lot of shoes now. Even kids' shoes barely have ties anymore.
Right. But I would not be caught dead in a pair of Crocs. You, sir, can rock out with your Crocs out. I will stay here and not do that. All right? Not
it
so much for
wild.
Me.
It is wild. And I don't get too passionate either way about the Crocs.
No?
I'm one of those like where I won't, you're not going to see me purchasing a pair for myself because it just doesn't seem like my style at all.
No.
Ever. But I know people and it doesn't faze me either. Like I'm kind of indifferent, but I wouldn't wear them.
I wouldn't either.
So that's where I guess I take a stand.
You know who loves Crocs and probably rocks the crap out of them?
Kids.
Nurses.
Oh,
nurses.
Okay.
I know a lot of nurses that love them because they're easy to put on and off and they swear by them. I know many nurses that are. In fact, I had a couple nurses that were angry for me saying that I wouldn't wear Crocs. They're like, shut up. Crocs are the greatest thing ever.
Okay.
To those nurses, I guess.
What is it? Is it because it cups around your foot or something?
It's just an uncomfortable shoe.
I know. Well, I'm saying, why do they love them? Does it slide on just perfect?
Could be. May, I don't know. If you're in defense of Crocs, sure. If you want to have the back of the Crocs, if you rock out with your Crocs out, sure. We'd love to know.
Do people wear the backs? A lot of people have the back down now.
Yeah, that's
right. You see what I mean?
Yeah. I've seen the ones that have.
I don't even know.
I have seen some that have like a fur lining almost. Like they look comfortable because they have
the
slippers.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what my mom has and she wears them around the house.
Yeah,
had I known, I would have worn them today just to make you laugh.
No, not me, man.
I mean, and is the Crocs outlet still open at Johnson Creek?
Good question. Check on that.
I'm looking.
414-799-1037. You can defend Crocs or you can destroy Crocs if you don't like them. Is it open still? Yes.
It opens at 11 a.m.
Oh, nice.
It also says there's a Crocs store in Gurnee.
Ooh. Gurnee, huh? Crocs, yay or nay? Maybe you are a nurse that loves them, and we'd love to know why you actually enjoy wearing them.
I know dudes that wear them, which is funny that you're like, it's all the nurses.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why it cracks me up.
414-799-1037. How do we feel about those Crocs, huh? Crocs with socks? Crocs without socks?
Let it go.
Crocs in a box? I don't know.
No.
Justin, speaking of Crocs, Justin Bieber has sold out his Crocs.
It's crazy.
We'll talk about it next. Hold on. It's Kiss FM 103.7. Kiss FM.
Dude, Riggs started a fire today with his Croc discussion.
Good, because
October 23rd is National Crocs Day.
I like this beat. Crocs. It's the only cool thing about Crocs is that beat right there.
I don't even know what to say because Justin Bieber has a new Crocs line and they sold out, but a lot of people would say they're the tackiest thing ever, but you said nurses love them and somebody texted in and said, you know why nurses like them? Because they're easy to clean after a shift. I didn't even think about this.
Yeah.
They said, imagine where you get puked, spit, bled, pooped on, and I never thought about that. Like, yes, that's probably the easiest shoe to clean.
Absolutely, yeah.
Makes sense.
Are they waterproof or water resistant? I don't know. Some of them, maybe. I guess.
Do I look like I wear Crocs
no,
on a regular basis?
No.
Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Dude.
Antonia, are you a Croc wearer?
I am, but not the traditional Crocs you guys are talking about.
Okay.
Okay,
go on.
Which Crocs are you a fan of? Go ahead.
Did you know that Crocs actually makes high heels?
I did know this, yes.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It's true.
What?
Crocs make high heels. They also make, like, little ballerina slide-on shoes that look like normal shoes. They don't look like Crocs.
Flats? They look like flats?
Yeah, like flats.
Ah.
Oh my gosh, I'm Googling right now.
See?
How did you find these, though? Were you looking for Crocs? Like, how did you end up with Crocs heels? I have to ask.
Yeah.
I started researching Crocs a lot more after I got hit by a car on a moped. And I had a really bad ankle, and I needed very, very comfortable dress shoes.
Okay.
For work. So when I started looking up shoes, I started seeing these different Croc styles, and I never knew. It just blew my mind.
Are they, sure as hell. They're literal Crocs.
Yeah, to use a word that I don't normally use, are they cute? Do they look like normal Crocs?
They don't look like Crocs. They look like shoes.
At all.
Okay.
They look like kind of wedge shoes, yeah.
And they're comfortable?
Yeah. They're extremely comfortable. The only downside that I found to them is they don't breathe very well.
Okay. Because
they're like rubber.
Oh, they don't have the holes in them that the other Crocs have, huh?
All right. So, Antonia, as long as they're the high heels, you will rock out with your Crocs out.
I even wear the flat. I wear them to work every day.
Well, there you go, then.
Somebody texted in and said, I'm 5 months pregnant. I work 8 hours
shifts
on my feet. I've tried all kinds of tennis shoes, and they made my feet hurt. My Crocs are the only shoe I can wear without pain. Most comfortable shoe ever, they said.
There's someone that loves it. Yeah. Colin's on the phone. Good morning, Colin.
Colin's in Muskego.
You a Croc wearer, my friend?
Morning.
I want to start with the conversation with, I am a 6 foot man that works construction, and I will rock my Crocs.
Oh, you rock the Crocs.
While you're doing construction?
Or is it when you get home?
No, when I get out. But I actually went to a meeting, foreman meeting one time, and wore my Crocs. And
did every dude in the room have Crocs on, or what's going on here? I need to know.
No, I got a lot of crap.
You get crap for the Crocs.
That's right. That's right. People do. Especially guys.
But you wear them because they're comfortable or?
I actually wear them because I like the arch support. They are breathable. I actually do wear the ones that the nurses wear.
Yeah.
All right. Plus, nurses are on their feet a lot, too. So that's probably an important factor for nurses. You're on your feet a lot. You want something that's comfortable. Yeah. You can get it on and off. And like that one nurse texted in, cleaning them off, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you wear them after a day of being on your feet with construction.
Boots. Like if he's doing construction, you're probably wearing work boots, right?
Yeah, I'm working.
I would want to rip those off and put a slide on, too, man.
So you get home, you kick off the work boots, and you rock out with your Crocs out.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, and I don't think I would look good with the heels.
No. Well, you never know, man. If they're comfortable, they might be.
Stop it. Listen, Colin's 6 feet tall. He doesn't need heels, even if he wanted them.
He'll be six and a half feet.
I will say this. Now, everyone that's called in to defend the Crocs, it's been comfort.
Yeah.
It's not been, I care what people think about what I look like. Which is good.
Yeah.
As much as we make fun of people, these are actually the ones who don't care what people think. So props.
Colin,
because you'd be afraid to wear them.
Thank you for calling, bro.
One more thing. I want to add, the only downfall and Crocs, when they are comfortable, but you definitely have to know your size because the arch, you can't put cushions in it. You got to definitely know your size.
Dr. Scholes doesn't make an insert for Crocs?
Probably not.
All right.
And they'd probably get wet in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So they're not waterproof.
No.
Yeah,
not
when there's holes. They don't get damaged by water, but your foot still gets wet.
Fair. I've seen tan lines, the people that wear Crocs in the summertime, and they have dots on their feet.
Because
they were wearing them outside. Yeah. True story. True story.
I will go out of my way to take my flip-flops off and walk around barefoot if it's sunny because I know I'll have the lines.
Yep.
I will walk around barefoot in the yard.
Imagine wearing Crocs with all the holes
in
the summer. Don't do it
That's
then.
That's hysterical.
Colin, thanks for calling, dude. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? Thanks for listening.
No problem. Have a good one, man.
You too,
buddy.
Justin's on his way to Johnson Creek, driving right by the Croc Outlet Alley.
Stop it, Justin. You're not going to stop, literally?
Nope.
No, I am. Morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, they open at 11, so you got some time. Burn some time in Johnson Creek. What's that?
I work on the other side of the freeway from the outlet mall.
Nice. Okay.
Are you rock
the girl's dream working by the outlet mall, but go on.
Justin, do you rock the Crocs or not?
Dude, Riggs, I'm sorry, but yes, I do.
Oh, that's fine. Hey, man.
And I rock the Crocs with socks.
Ooh, Crocs with socks.
See, now you took it to another level of crazy. See?
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss book. Crocs and socks on a box with a fox.
Hey, no, as a dad of twins, I'm telling you, dude, Crocs are the best house shoe you can ever have.
This is what everybody's saying.
Fair enough.
Socks in the house, and if I'm going to go outside and do whatever, Crocs.
You know what, Justin? This is why Crocs are still around, because much as we make fun of them, every call back-to-back and every text has been about how comfortable they are and how much. So, of course, you're going to go buy another pair when it goes bad. So I'm like, this is actually not an ad, but it should be for Crocs.
Yeah, Crocs.
This is a big testimonial to all these people who love Crocs.
They might even be turning me around at this point.
I know,
I might go get some Crocs now.
I don't even give a damn what people think about my shoes.
I don't either.
I'll buy Crocs. Maybe you brought me back around.
I had worn one pair of Crocs and they were uncomfortable, and I should maybe try them again now because everybody's so on board with them.
Yeah.
Nobody's talked me out of it.
I go classic, and they are
classic Crocs.
I do a lot of DIY.
Okay.
Just imagine, I have you go outside, and now you don't have to worry about, like, stubbing your toe.
Fair.
Wearing sandals.
Dog feces, all that stuff. You're fine. You're protected from it all.
Are you single, Justin?
Exactly. No, my wife thinks I look absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, I was wondering what the woman in your life said about it, but she's still married to him, so hey.
But
my six-year-old boys think they're the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Nice.
Aww.
And she is the first one to go and steal them and bear them in the car for, like, school drop-off or something.
Because they're convenient.
She slides into them, and then, I got you.
So comfort and convenience are the two keys of the Crocs, I'm thinking.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right, man. Thank you so much for calling, Justin.
No, thank you guys. You guys have a good day.
You too. Enjoy your day in Johnson Creek. Should we keep talking to people? Good morning,
Kiss
FM.
The phones are blowing up. Why not? They want to talk about Crocs.
Yeah. What's your name?
Wendy.
Wendy, where are you listening at this morning?
Hills Corners.
Nice.
Hey, girl.
That's right in our hood.
Neighbor.
Yeah.
I know. What's up, you guys?
Drive by and wave. We see you. So, do you rock the Crocs? Yes or no?
So my sister rocks the Crocs, and I was helping her move, and I acted like I was going to steal them because she loves them so much.
Okay.
And so, you know, she's like, you better not take my Crocs. They're brand new. And I was like, you know, that's not very nice of you. You can't even share with your own sister. And I gave her a really hard time about it, acting like I was going to steal them.
Uh-huh.
And I hate them. I think they're ugly. I think they're disgusting.
But?
She gave me a pair for my birthday.
Ah! That was the mic drop.
So now you're stuck with a pair of Crocs.
I love them.
You love
them.
So
funny.
She changed your mind. Look at that.
Wow. So she actually is totally converted. That's really funny.
Crocs should send her a little cut. Thanks for calling. Right? We appreciate you listening this morning.
Vicky's in Milwaukee.
Hi, Vicky.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
Crocs. Do you rock out with your Crocs out?
I do.
Okay.
The reason I do is because I am a very tall girl,
okay.
And a lot of shoes are real clunky, so I found some ballet-style Crocs with cheetah print, and they are great for when you go camping to take a shower.
Wait, I wear flats a lot because of my height.
Dude, these might be good for you, Allie.
I'm like, wait, stop. How tall are you?
I am 5'10".
Yeah, I'm 6 feet tall, basically, and I have issues with shoes being too big or clunky or making me too tall, etc., because you already have big feet when you're this tall. So I want to look into this. So they're flat Crocs because all my flats go bad. Because they're so thin.
Did our listeners just change our mind on Crocs?
I don't know if I'm... Who am I?
I don't... Who are we?
Are you converting me?
I started by saying
right
I wouldn't be caught dead in Crocs. Now I want... Don't want to be caught alive not wearing Crocs. That's what I don't want. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, Vicky.
Oh, absolutely.
Have a great one, Vicky.
Now I'm confused.
Yeah, let's go buy some Crocs this weekend. What else? Huh?
Okay.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.